You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda the Hall Psychic on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV with Amanda Hall Psychic all the way from the Gold Coast. Hope you're having an absolutely sensational week wherever you are in this amazing planet of ours. And look, I know there's lots of weather events going on. We're about to brace again for another deluge of rain overnight, so it's going to be interesting here on the Gold Coast. We haven't had a lot of sun this year, even though we're well into May. It's been the rainy coast, not the Gold Coast, where it hasn't been full of sunshine, that's for sure. So this week's Simply Tarot card is a really interesting card because a lot of people sort of look at this card and sort of say, oh, I don't like the look of this. It's the Ace of Swords. Now, look, the Ace of Swords is a fairly ambiguous sort of card in as much as it's one of those cards that you sort of look at it and you say, oh, I don't like the look of that. Well, yes, it can be the double-edged sword. It can be, you know, a famine or a feast. It can also mean that, you know, maybe we're trying to bring things into balance in your life. You know, sometimes things get a little bit of out of balance. And, you know, sometimes we sort of go into something with great gusto thinking we're going to have such huge rewards, or we're going to go into the feast of, you know, opportunities and things in our lives. And it turns out it wasn't quite that way. It's sort of a little bit of a warning card to sort of say, make sure that you've really dotted all the I's, crossed all the T's, and you're really looking at the situation squarely, because sometimes the end result may not be exactly as you want it to be. Not saying it's a total disappointment. I'm just saying that it sometimes may be less than what you were expecting. And in a more positive way, sometimes out of that comes other opportunities that, you know, if we got it all in one go, we might not have had other opportunities that could follow on behind. So don't always look at it as a negative. Look at it as, yes, there is a certain amount of frustration there, or reorganization, or revisiting this to make sure that we get the maximum out of it. And don't be disappointed if it doesn't quite pan out the way that you anticipated, because maybe there's something else to be salvaged or something else to follow on from this. So it's not always a negative situation as such. It's sometimes just meaning that we need to readjust our thinking and look at it from a different sort of angle. And I think that's probably a very good message for the world at the moment, that not everything is cut and dried. Not everything is as we expect it to be or wanted it to be. We need to be looking at the bigger picture, that, you know, what comes behind this, what other opportunities may there be. And this is the card for that. So if you find this card in a reading, you'll now know how to explain it to yourself that it's not always such a negative. So we're going to move into the astrology section of the show. It's happy birthday to all the Taurians. We're in the last, you know, week or so of Taurus. So it's always a time when I think that the world sort of not necessarily slows down, but should start to slow down a little bit and take stock of where we are, what we've achieved, what have we done so far in this first, you know, 5 months of the year. Have we achieved everything that we set out to do? Is there still more work to be done? Do we need to sort of readjust or change our goals? You know, the things that we set about at the beginning of the year that we hope to achieve, maybe we need to be sort of changing those or looking at those in a slightly different way. So the sun is actually conjunct or holding hands Uranus. Now, the sun is leading the charge here, not Uranus. Now, I've been talking about Uranus in Taurus for a very long time now on the show, because it's been sitting there, you know, stirring things up for a long time. But it's really, really going to affect Taurians this week. So it's Tauruses, Virgos, Capricorns, the opposite sign of Scorpio, are going to be affected by this conjunction or holding hands. It will also wash over the remaining eight signs, but it won't be anywhere near as intense. But the real intensity is going to come for Tauruses. Now, Uranus is the planet of the unusual and the unexpected. Now, Uranus works like a bolt of lightning, in my opinion. It sort of strikes the ground and says, okay, right, I'm striking the ground. I'm clearing things away. Now, Uranus has been asking all Taurians particularly for a very long time now to look at your life through a microscope. Look at your life, see what needs changing. What are the indications? What are the things that are around you? What is it telling you? Is it telling you that maybe your life is not on the best course? Is there needs to be changed? Does your health need looking at? Do you need to look for somewhere new to live? Whatever the case may be, Uranus is saying, I've given you more than enough opportunities. Now, if you have been ignoring me or choosing not to sort of take my advice or look at your life, I will create something out of nowhere that may not necessarily be pleasant, but will get you on the right track. Now, sometimes people sort of say to me, oh, well, you know, why did this happen or why did that happen in my life? It's because we're not working with the energy. Now, Uranus has given Tauruses here a very long period of long lead in to sort of say, get this right. You know, you've had plenty of opportunity to make it right. So now it's sort of its action stations. Uranus has run out of patience. If things aren't right in your life, it will create the opening, good, bad, or indifferent, to make the changes that are required in your life to get you on the right path. It doesn't always have to be negative. It can be a very positive thing too. You could get a job offer out of nowhere that completely changes the course and direction of your life, that brings more money in, more stability, the ability to buy a home, whatever the case may be. So that's how Uranus can work in the positive. On the negative, it can be sort of, you know, you mightn't like your job and you've been saying that for a long time and then all of a sudden you don't have that job anymore. So Uranus has sort of given you enough warning to go looking for a job. You didn't take the notice. So here, bang, the job's now gone. They're just two examples. You know, Uranus works in a very sudden, deliberate and definite sort of way, and it's not always negative. So we also have Mercury, the planet of communication, is sitting in Taurus but is not holding hands with the Sun or Uranus. It's sitting independently on its own. And with Mercury in Taurus, this is sort of asking us to be very, very clear, particularly in communication with anything to do with finances. Now, because Taurus, you know, sort of really likes to feel comfortable and likes to guard their money and doesn't like to spend too much of it, can be quite frugal. It's really important when you've got Mercury here, it doesn't matter what your sign is, if you're going to go and talk to somebody about your finances, whether you're going for a loan or whether you're just trying to straighten out your budget or whatever, it's the time to be very clear. Don't sort of hold anything back, even though you think, oh, maybe that's not relevant. You need to be very upfront and put everything on the table if you're applying for a loan or if you're looking for some sort of guidance in sorting out your own personal budgeting skills. The whole picture needs to be sort of discussed and talked about so that then you can get the right advice, you can get the right direction. And if you're going for a home loan and they turn you down, or a loan for a car and they turn you down, it's because they believe truly you don't have enough money in your personal finances to be able to service the loan. It's not that it's yes, it's not pleasant to be turned down, but it's also showing you that, hang on a minute, maybe you need to take more control of your money, get some little debts paid off that so that then you're in a better financial position and come back and see me. And they may not necessarily say that, but that's basically what they're looking at, is that there isn't enough money to stretch comfortably for you to be able to live and still have a purposeful sort of life. Now, look, I've had many, many questions in the last 24 hours about the full moon in Scorpio. Now, the full moon in Scorpio, in my opinion, is the most intense of the full moons that we go through in a 12-month cycle. And this is because of the Scorpio energy. Now, the full moon is about letting go. It crystals out under a full moon, things like that. I'm going to say to you that it is more about a personal situation, and you need to be able to sort of look at what is actually going on in your life. So it's about, what do I need to personally let go of? Now, this may be very intense on an emotional level. A lot of people say to me, oh, I can't sleep. You know, it must be a full moon. Yes, it does affect a fair portion of the population. But a lot of times I think it's just that we have so much going on in our heads, and depending on the placement of the full moon, whether or not we get a good night's sleep or not leading up to the full moon and during the full moon. Some people, yes, are very much affected by the moon, but they would find that they have a very strong moon in their natal astrology chart with a lot of aspects going to it. So any sort of movement of the moon that's really intense would start to affect them. So the full moon in Scorpio is asking us to dig deep. It's asking us to dig deep into our emotional situation. What are the things that we have been hanging on to? What do we need to address? What do we need to look at moving forward? What can we let go of? What can we say, well, okay, that's old, that's no longer serving me in any way. I can now set it free. I can cut it loose. I can set it free. For many of us, we hang on to things. We think, oh, I'll just keep that in the back of my mind just in case I need it. Well, how many times do we go back and we need that piece of information or that emotion or that situation? Usually not very often. And this is a perfect time to sort of, you know, do a ritualistic thing if you're one of those people that likes to write things down and burn them or flush them down the loo or, you know, bury them in the garden, whatever the case may be, whatever works for you. There's no right or wrong way to let go of things. I personally like to write them down on a piece of paper and have a bonfire, but that's because I'm a fire sign. I really enjoy that sort of, you know, watching it all disappear up into the atmosphere, that sort of, you know, the smoke takes away the negativity or the things that I'm trying to release. But find your way of being able to release things. It doesn't necessarily have to be always negative emotions. It might be time to let go of some really good things in your life too, that sort of, well, they've come to the end of what I need them for. It's time to sort of send them on their way or pass it on to someone else so that someone else can have some good fortune. It doesn't always have to be negative. And the Scorpio energy does get a bad rap because a lot of times it is very intense. It can feel very dark. It can feel very secretive. It can feel like that, you know, they can be very moody and difficult to get to know or difficult to read or difficult to even try and have a serious conversation with about something that might be of a serious nature or an emotional nature. And all those things can be very true. But at the same time, we've got to look to them for the wisdom of being able to keep their cool in a situation that other people might go to pieces in. So there's always good and bad in every situation. Jupiter is currently still sitting in Gemini. It's been there for quite some time now. So Jupiter is still sort of bringing in opportunities, new opportunities, particularly for Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, and the opposite sign of Sagittarius, but it is washing over the other signs. So if you're one of those first four signs that I mentioned, this is the time to get out and structure stuff. People are taking notice of you. People are looking at you. If you're looking for a new job or the opportunity for advancement in your career, now is the perfect time because the people that matter are really taking notice, are aware of your capabilities and what you're able to bring to the table. So it's a very positive time. So enjoy this energy. For the remaining eight signs, it's not quite maybe as intense, but it's a time where we can all start to expand our own horizons. You know, if you're looking to sort of take up some extra training or study to improve your job prospects, then now's the time to do it. Now's the time to explore it and start putting the wheels in motion. We have Mars, the planet of action, has been sitting in Leo for a little while now too. So Mars is always feels comfortable, I think, in a fire sign. It sort of says, well, you know, like, let's get going. The energy's there. The momentum's there. It's time for us to sort of really bring about things in a positive sort of way, and that we're able to sort of move forward in a way that we probably couldn't move forward before. So Mars is sitting in Leo. So yes, it's affecting the fire signs, Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries, and the opposite sign of Aquarius. So it's interesting because Mars will be opposing all that Aquarian energy that, you know, Pluto's sort of trying to stir up and trying to transform and make people see the world in a different way. So it's sort of like a little bit of a tug of war going on at the moment with Mars trying to sort of say, hang on a minute, maybe you're going about some of the things in the wrong sort of direction with Pluto being in Aquarius. And Pluto and Aquarius are saying, mind your own business, this is my show. I'm here for a long time, not a good time, but I'm here for a long time. And in that time, we're going to have some good times and we're going to have some not so good times. So you get out of my road. So it's an interesting sort of equation because it's sort of two quite powerful sort of planets are sort of opposing each other in a tug of war at the moment, trying to see who's going to win. I don't think there necessarily needs to be a winner in that sort of way. So I think you've just got to look at things in that sort of way and sort of say, okay, this is what's actually happening. I don't need to get in the middle of this tug of war between Mars and Pluto. I'll just go along for the ride as an observer and see which way things pan out. And that's probably the best way to look at it, no matter what your star sign is. If things are starting to feel uncomfortable, take a step back, look at things and say, okay, look, I'll go and have a coffee. I'll have a 5-minute breather and then come back and look at it. Maybe I'll come back with a slightly different perspective or sort of it not being quite as intense as what I thought it was, and we can start to sort of unravel whatever the day brings about. So finally, I want to talk about the North Node. the North Node is not a planet. It's something that is known in our charts as what we're aspiring to achieve. Now, I'm going to say to you at the moment, the North Node is conjunct or holding hands, Saturn, the planet of discipline, structure, order in our lives, is currently sitting in Pisces. Now, the Pisces energy, yes, will predominantly affect the water signs, which is Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, and the opposite sign of Virgo. But it is really washing over the remaining eight signs in probably a little bit stronger fashion than what I would normally describe when I say it's washing over the remaining eight signs. This is showing each and every one of us the way forward. Now, it's asking us to do this in a way with creativity, with new vision, with new eyes, to sort of a fresh approach. Don't get bogged down in our past belief systems. You know, our past belief systems have served us well. Yes, they have, and they've put a good solid foundation underneath us. And that's where the stability comes in. But it's also asking us to look at it through some very creative, new, innovative eyes as well. And the Pisces energy here is not necessarily saying we're all walking around in a fog. I feel it's sharing with us that we've come out of the fog. We're starting to see things, that the world is changing, that we need to be looking at things in a very, very different way. And again, maybe what worked for us and got us to this point is not necessarily showing us the way forward. It's showing us that, yes, that's still important. That's given us a solid foundation from which to springboard from, but we're aspiring to look to new, innovative, different ways of taking our lives forward. So even though the energy here is in Pisces, I think it still correlates back to what I was previously talking about with Mars in Leo opposing Pluto in Aquarius, sort of saying, sort of a bit like a tug of war, what's got us to this point isn't necessarily old hat, but we need to bring in some innovative new ideas, and we need some fresh ways of looking at things. And we may just see that, you know, there'll be political shifts around the world that people sort of think, you know, some people will be doing the happy dance and other people will be crying and saying, well, I didn't want that. And somewhere in the middle, there'll be people that will be saying, oh, well, you know, maybe it was time for a change, or maybe we need to do things differently. And out of all of what's going to come out of the turmoil or the chaos of what an election result brought about, that, you know, or overwhelmingly brought about a result that people didn't expect, that somewhere out of all this wash will come a new direction. And maybe this is what needed to happen. We had to give it a really good jolt to sort of say that, okay, this is what needs to happen, that the old ways no longer serve us. We're all looking collectively as a group for something new. So that's where we're going to leave the astrology this week. We're going to talk with Anne now in Toronto, Ontario in Canada. Are you there, Anne?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question I can answer for you, please, Anne?
No, I think just a general reading, whatever you're getting is perfect for me.
Okay, fine. I always ask just in case that there's something in particular you wanted answered. The first thing that they're sharing with me, Anne, is the fact that there's a lot of endings and change and transformation going on around you at the moment. Would this be fair to say that this sort of started about the middle of last year? You were slowly starting to sort of bring about the wheels of change in your life and sort of starting to look at what you don't need anymore and what you do need moving forward. And I don't mean this to sound selfish. It was just sort of like, well, okay, that's, I've completed that. I can put that over there. And then I've got room now to bring in other things. And it's like, now I want to sort of say to you, we're almost completed that sort of transformation sort of part of the endings. You know, it's sort of like I've closed the door on things, I've been transforming things. Now it's like I want to fling the doors open and the windows open and say, let the sun shine in, let's let the new opportunities come in. Is that how you're feeling in your life at the moment, Anne?
Yes, that is spot on.
Wonderful. Because it's saying to me, we don't necessarily need to know exactly what it is that you want to bring in. I want you to sort of literally, like I said, fling the doors and windows open and let the sun shine in, let whatever wants to come towards you. Yes, it's good to have some ideas or some plans or some, you know, things that you're working on, but let's not just limit it to that. Let's just see what else the universe wants to bring forward too. And we can always look at it and say, Yeah, maybe. Oh, no, that's not for me. And we'll put that to one side. But at least if you're given a position of choice, that's wonderful that, you know, you can say yes or no. To have so many things to choose from or so many opportunities is a wonderful position to be in. But that also shows me, Anne, that you've worked really hard and really diligently on yourself, even prior to knowing that you had to release things or say things have come to a completion in your life, that you've been consciously working towards this for a number of years, that, you know, self-improvement, sort of making sure that, you know, you're as best on track as you could possibly be at that precise time in your life. And I mean, most of us went through some sort of huge shift when we all went through COVID a few years ago, and it was sort of like it sat a lot of people on their backside and sort of had to really reorganize or relook at their lives. To me, this just sort of coincided that would have happened to you anyway, disregarding any pandemic. You were right on cue for really looking at what it was that you needed to bring about change in your life or where you wanted to be. And I think through that, you learned a lot about people that were in your life, and not all of them could you trust, or not all of them needed to come forward with you on this journey either. And that's a hard thing, because sometimes when we've had people in our lives for a very long time, it's habit forming. You know, oh, we can't let go of them because they've been a friend of mine for 30 years. Well, yes, you can if they no longer serve you or no longer bring something to the connection. And that's hard, isn't it? You know, when you had all those things to go through too, Anne.
Yes. Yes. Spot on. Very true.
Yeah.
And so
that to me just sort of says on your personal journey, you're precisely where you're meant to be. So there's really nothing I can say to you, well, why don't you do this or try that or whatever, because you're intuitively doing it anyway. And that's really great. Okay. Not many people get to that point in their lives, you know, sort of most people aspire to that and think they get there, but they really don't. But you are. And you're doing it in a way where you're not egotistical or anything. It's just, well, okay, this is what I've got to do next, and you just get up and do it. That's good. It's great.
Correct. That's, yes, yep. And I've been definitely on a journey of learning, you know, spiritual courses or, you know, whatever kind of happens to catch my attention, which I feel, excuse me, has also added growth to myself as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's sort of, I always try and say to people, don't just take something up because it's trendy or it fits in on the Tuesday night that you're free. It's got to have a pull from the heart. It's got to pull you there, because that's then when you get the greatest learning out of it. You know, like I taught tarot and astrology for many, many years, and I used to say to people, don't come to my class unless it really grabs you. You know, that this is what you really want to learn, because otherwise you're taking away from other people that really do want to learn, and you hinder their progress. So you're right on cue, Anne. I'd say congratulations. Keep going. You're doing really well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Very much appreciate that. I just needed the validation, and 100% I got it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Anne. That's where we're going to leave, Anne. We're going to talk with Michelle in Lake Osago in Oregon in the USA. Are you there, Michelle?
I am.
Do you have a question I can answer for you, please, Michelle?
A year and a half ago, I was rear-ended in a parking lot by a truck, and it did a lot of damage and devastation to my body. I just hit some roadblocks. I went to a chiropractor that ran up a $7,000 bill, and they failed to get into my health insurance. And I'm wondering if they're going to come back at me to pay that bill. That's my first question. My second question is, I've had a hard time hiring an attorney. I finally have reached one that possibly might take my case, and I wonder how you feel about that. And the third one is, if I go with an attorney.
Yeah, if you go with an attorney, what, sweetie?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, you said if you go, your third question is what?
Oh, my third question is, if I go with an attorney and there's a settlement for future medical treatment, is my insurance going to come at me for a future payout of any medical cost? I'm pretty overwhelmed.
Okay. Yes, I'm sure you are. Look, I'm sorry that you had that sort of accident. Look, first things first, I think you definitely need an attorney. So the one that you've engaged at the moment, or you're looking to engage at the moment, I feel has got the right sort of energy. You need somebody that's compassionate, understanding, listens to what you got to say, but has also got teeth to fight this. Now, as far as your first question about, you know, the chiropractor's bill and all that sort of stuff, look, I think that's something that, you know, your chiropractor was well aware of the fact that you were an accident victim and, you know, things like that, that. So, you know, I wouldn't necessarily get too stressed out about that. I'd put that in the hands of the attorney about to sort that out for you as well, because I do think this is going to be a rather complex situation. And I mean, every country, every area has different rules on how they sort of see things like this. But from what I'm being shown here on a psychic level, I do think that, you know, there will be a payout of this. They never give me a figure, but I think it's going to be something that your medical insurance is going to want their chunk of the pie as well. You know, if they've spent X amount of dollars so far trying to get you well after this accident, they're going to want to be reimbursed for that. So there's going to have to be some sort of arrangement there for, you know, previous bills to be paid. I don't think that your medical insurance is going to continue to pay for your medical stuff henceforward past a settlement, sort of saying, well, okay, you've been given a chunk of money for your suffering and your injuries, they're no longer responsible to pay that. So it's going to be, you know, no matter what you get from the settlement, you're going to have to look at that as going to need to go towards any future medical stuff, as well as your suffering from what you've suffered. I think there is probably more that can be done on a medical level, but sometimes it's not necessarily even finding the right person to be able to address the situation, taking away the pressure with the right legal team. And I think you'll be able to sort of move forward now. So Michelle, unfortunately, that's where we're going to have to leave it, because we've come to the end of the show. I hope that sort of helped you. It's always difficult when people are facing things like Michelle, you know, what's the right thing to do? How do you go about it? There's always different rules and regulations, no matter where you live. So it's always best to engage a legal team to sort of give you the best possible advice there. So this week, I want to leave you with a song that's probably showing my age again, of one of the most beautiful love songs I think ever written. And, you know, Lou Rolls is one of my favourite singers. I have lots of favourite singers, but, you know, this particular song, every time I hear this on the radio, or, you know, happens to come on my playlist, I sort of think, what a beautiful song and a beautiful soul, and somebody that really embodied what we all seek in life, and that's to be loved. We all want to be that someone special in someone's life. And it is really, really important for all of us, I think, at some stage or another in our lives, to feel that we are that number one in someone's life and enjoy it. Don't squander what love is. Love isn't always about hearts and flowers. It's about the day-to-day living and the little things and being kind and giving your partner a compliment. I think that's really important. You know, you shouldn't let the sun go down on an argument, as they say, but I also think you shouldn't let the sun go down without having said at least one beautiful, nice thing to the special person in your life every day. Let them know how valued they are. That's really important. So this week I want to leave you with one of Lou Rolls' biggest hits, Lady Love. But so until next week, bye for now.